Hello, it's Keith from the Book of Constellations. You're listening to a special mini-episode called An Epistle, which takes place after the events in Chapter 1 of the story. If you haven't heard it yet, I recommend you start at the first episode, Coffee is a Metaphor, before listening to this. Thank you, and enjoy the show. The Book of Constellations, Epistle 4. Remember.
Why? Why is this? Someone locked the door. Who locked the door? Roland. Roland, did you do this? Did you lock me in here? Let me out. I'm your mother. I will not be treated this way. Let me out. You deceitful boy, how dare you? This isn't my room. These are my things, but this isn't my room. Let me out! Let me out! Who turned off? Someone left on the TV. The TV's on! It's...
Hello, Cassandra. My name is Rael. I am here to help.
You're on the television.
Yes. But I am only speaking to you right now.
You. You're the one from another world. Did you imprison me? Did you lock me up in here?
I did not, Senator. But I have come to speak with you, if you'll listen.
Who are you? What have you done to me? Let me out. Let me out! Help! Help!
Senator, I can help you make sense of all of this. I just need you to look at the TV screen.
What? What's happening? I don't...
Please, just look at the television.
I don't want... What? What is... Wait.
How do you feel?
I said wait. I am in a nursing home.
Yes. Do you know why?
Because I have early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Yes.
And my son Roland and I agreed that being here is safer for me and easier for him. I've been cruel to him. I've called him names, said terrible things about him.
Your condition makes it difficult for you to remember. Familiar things become strange. Fact and fiction become intertwined. Your son knows this. He forgives you.
Yes. These past months, it's been fog and shadow. Walking through unfamiliar territory. You can't even trust the landmarks because they want to betray you. Every so often the sun will come out and I'll remember the way things were. The work I did in the Capitol. The tulips in my garden. I'll remember my son. But those days are further and further apart. Roland. His wife. Jennifer. She's pregnant.
They had their child, a girl, Cassandra Ann, after you. They call her Cassie. 7 pounds, 11 ounces. February 9th.
I never liked being called Cassie. But they named her after me, hmm? What month is it?
June.
4 months ago? They didn't tell me? No, wait. They did. I remember. Something. A visit. The baby. The baby in my arms. God damn it.
I am sorry, Senator.
But what's changed? What did you do to me? That little light show on the television, you did something to me.
It is an experimental treatment, developed from technology engineered through my foundation. It is in the earliest of stages. The lead scientist shared his progress with me. We are hopeful it can lead to better treatment soon.
Better? Better than what? My head feels clearer than it has in years. Even better than before I was diagnosed. How much better can you ask for?
The effects are temporary.
How temporary?
20 minutes or so. Perhaps a little longer.
So you do the treatment again?
Each application of the treatment is less and less effective. After the third or fourth treatment, there is little to no improvement.
So what you're saying is that in half an hour, my mind is going back into that black fog. I spent the last years of my life forgetting everything that made me who I am. Senator, mother, author. Sharp-eyed Cassandra, they called me on the Hill because I never let anyone get anything past me. My mind is everything I am, and it's going to go away again?
Senator, I...
You've given me my soul back, only to take it away? To go back to living in fear all the time? To not know where you are, who loves you, or even your own name? To hate everything because everything seems to hate you? To take away my very dignity?
I am sorry.
You're here to help? It's torture. It's tenchless. Desperate to drink, only the water is always out of reach. You give me just a sip, then take it away again.
It is not much time back in the sun, no. But it is time you did not have.
Why? Why did you wake me up?
I need your help.
Oh, of course. I remember when you appeared last year. Bits and pieces, anyway. Hard to separate fact from fiction when it comes to you, and that's even when I had all my wits about me. You have a lot of people scared.
I did not come to frighten anyone. I came to help.
Except you need my help. Yes, you are here to change the world. You want to give everyone food, water, energy, medicine.
I do not see why that would be such a terrible thing. I want to give people a chance.
A chance for what?
A chance to be people.
No one does something for nothing. This is four terms on the Hill talking. What do you want? Why are you really doing this?
I watched the darkness swallow up my own people. Much like the fog in your mind. They became afraid and confused and angry. They forgot how to love. They lashed out and hurt themselves. And in the end, they died, forgetting what they once were and what they could have been. You can imagine how hard it must be for your son to know who you really are under the disease. To watch you brought low when you stood so high. He loves you. He worries and weeps for you. And if he could, he would give anything to save you.
What do you need from me?
About 12 years ago, you were on a committee overseeing the national parks.
Energy and natural resources. A lot more than parks.
Yes. There was a special meeting held in the Brookline Hotel. This was in January.
Yes, I think I remember. The Brookline, yes.
The committee reviewed a proposal for the use of public lands. It was off the record. No recordings were made. No notes were kept.
Yes.
I need to know who was in the room with you.
Why?
Please.
Well, members of the committee. Storch, Evans, Jasper, Etienne, me. I think that was all that day.
Was there a guest? Someone presenting the proposal?
Yes. He was a Swede. Dr. Astrom. Martin Astrom. He wanted special dispensation to use some land on national parks for research.
And you granted it to him?
He had connections on armed services, and it was in Jasper State. I'm sure he was getting something from Astrom in return. It seemed pretty basic. Some sort of energy research done in a little-used stretch of swampy forest. I didn't see a reason to stand in the way. Why do you want to know this?
Do you remember which park it was?
I don't. But it was in Jasper State. I remember that.
Thank you.
That's it?
Yes. That is all I needed.
So, what? Now you leave me alone while I stop being Cassandra again?
I will stay, if you like. Would you like me to stay with you?
Yes. You won't win, you know. Idealists like you, even if you are as strange and wonderful as they say you are, you can't stop them. Those men don't see the world. Years of privilege and money and no one to stand in their way have turned their minds into machines calculating power and influence. There are no people. There is no world. There is only mammon. Stand in front of them, Rael, and they will tear you apart.
Perhaps. But I must believe that there is a way. Otherwise, what is there but despair?
I wish I could talk to my son. I don't have a phone. There's not one in the room.
Would you like me to call him?
What time is it? Almost midnight. He'd be asleep. Or maybe looking after little Cassie, my granddaughter. I still hate that name. No. I want to see him. I want to hold her. And even if you did call them by the time they got here, the treatment will have worn off. What a crime it is to forget. So much of who we are is shaped by what we do in the memory of the doing. You take that away, you take away our soul. Our memories are so fragile, too. Not just within our lives, but from one generation to the next. You forget and forget and forget. No wonder humanity can't find its way forward. We can't remember our past.
What would you say to your son if he were here?
I'd tell him I loved him, and that I'm sorry I have become a burden to him. That I'm embarrassed about what I've become.
He knows this. He accepts this. But your time is short, Cassandra. You have your memory for a few minutes more. What would you do with it, if you could?
I would tell him what I remember about him. Growing up. The skin knees. The lacrosse team. The time he nearly failed science, but how proud I was he turned it around the next year. The fact that I still don't understand his sense of humor, but I see how it makes everyone around him laugh. Oh, I know he's going to be a good father because I remember the way he was with his cousins. How handsome I thought he was going to prom and on his wedding day. I would tell him everything I could so that he would know that even though I'm about to forget who he is and treat him like an enemy, I once saw him, and I love him.
You have, perhaps, 10 more minutes before the effects of the treatment will begin to fade. Another treatment will give you perhaps 10 minutes more. Why don't you tell me these things, like you want your son to hear them? I will record them, and you, and see that he gets it. He will know you remember.
Is this because I told you about that meeting?
I can be in many places at once, but despite what they say about me, I cannot be everywhere. At least, not yet. In the meantime, I try to do the best I can with what I have, where I am. And I am here with you, Cassandra.
Senator.
Of course, Senator.
I'd like you to make that recording, please.
Very well. Shall we begin?
The Book of Constellations is written, produced, and directed by W. Keith Timms. The voice of Cassandra was performed by Amber Cheney. For more information and to sign up for our newsletter, visit bookofconstellations.com. You can write to Rael. Sometimes he might answer. Send your thoughts and comments to bookofconstellations@gmail.com. Remember, remember, remember.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.